Cold Lake. The City of Cold Lake Council contemplated the implementation of a community engagement survey or community satisfaction survey for 2024 but has decided to defer it. The discussion was brought up during the Corporate Priorities meeting on April 16, led by Christy Isert, General Manager of Corporate Services with the City of Cold Lake. Isert presented the proposal, stating, "This report is presented to ascertain the committee's interest in delivering a community engagement survey or a community satisfaction survey in 2024. We've noted in the report that there are a number of examples of surveys that the city has conducted over the years, but generally those surveys have been conducted for a specific purpose, to gather information about a program or an issue or something that was going on." She further explained that the proposed survey would be broader in scope, aiming to collect information on the community's satisfaction with life in Cold Lake and the services provided by the city. The data could be instrumental in updating the city's business plan, strategic priorities, the 2025 service level review, and the budget process. "What we are presenting is whether the committee would like to do more of a survey that's very broad in scope," Isert said. "It would be to gather information related to the community's satisfaction about life in Cold Lake and the services that are being provided, with potentially questions around the value of tax dollars being spent in the way that they are." She outlined potential topics for the survey, including perceptions of Cold Lake as a good place to raise children, retire, or do business. The survey could also gather demographic information and residents' preferences for tax increases or decreases, helping to guide future municipal decisions. The process for data collection was also addressed, with concerns about security and reliability raised by CAUN. Bob Mottis, who asked, "Is the data safe for people like just using bots and stuff to answer questions facetiously or whatever?" Isert reassured the committee, explaining that unique PINs and QR codes would help ensure data integrity, with a variety of collection methods, including mail-outs and open houses taking place. "There's a number of ways that the data can be gathered," she noted, adding that these methods aim to achieve a diverse sample representing the community's demographics. Despite the benefits, some concerns were raised regarding the timeline and resources required to conduct the survey. Mayor Craig Copeland voiced skepticism, suggesting that it might not be the best time to undertake such an initiative, given staff members' existing workloads and the upcoming federal census in 2025. "Personally, I would recommend that we don't do this," he stated. "I think we have enough on our plate for the staff to worry about." Similarly, CAUN Bill Parker expressed concerns about the proposed timeline, noting the potential for tight deadlines and the difficulty of collecting data during the summer months when many people are on vacation. "I'm just looking at the timelines that we're having here, and I think we're jamming a lot of people who are very tight on there to try and get it in before the end of June," Parker remarked. While some committee members proposed delaying the survey until 2025, Isert emphasized that the consulting firms specializing in these surveys believed the timeframe was achievable. She mentioned that data collection would conclude in June, avoiding the summer months, and city staff would be responsible for finalizing questions, while consultants would handle most of the workload. CAUN Vicky Lefebvre agreed with the idea of postponing the survey, suggesting that it would be more appropriate for the next council to make the decision. "I was thinking this may be something better to prepare possibly for the fall of 2025 after the next election. We'll certainly find out what the community is interested in and what they want. I'm sure they'll bring up concerns there, and I think it would help them with their strategic plan." She explained that the new council, elected in 2025, would be better positioned to decide on such matters. "So, I'm thinking possibly 2025 may be a time for this to help the new council, whomever, move on forward and get their feet wet for the next 4 years." City Council decided to postpone the discussion and include the item in budget discussions at a future meeting.